As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have Smart Moss, Sports Moss, Vitamin C Moss, Colloidal Silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater. Peace, family. Welcome back to 19 Keys, Electrical Thought Patterns, Conversations, and Dialogue. We're tapping into a special episode. This one is about me, Blue Pill, having a converse dialogue about the special effects of a product that we've been taking for a very long time. This is also a new business venture of ours. I want you all to pay special attention to this episode and tap fully in. And by the end of the episode, I want you to get on the go. You should know what that means by the time you're done watching this. Peace.
Talk about this amazing product and a product that both of us been using and we've been seeing the benefits from, and that I believe and you believe that the masses of the people can benefit from this, you know, in the wake of consciousness, you know, as it is today. You have a lot of people taking on veganism. You have a lot of people having great health awareness, and you have like a lot of over chemicalized substances that are currently being, you know, all around. Everything we eat is unnatural. And so in the thought process is introducing this product to the masses will not only assist in a person's awakening, but also allow them to, you know, restore their body, you know, back to its natural process and be able to fight some of these harmful things that we deal with every single day, because everything that we deal with is unnatural.
We're at a particular place, you know, especially as a vegan myself, where veganism is now under attack and has been compromised. So it's very difficult to me to suggest to a person a food group or a particular modality, because we can't be sure as to who's in control, who has their hand on said product. But we have both experienced the effects, or the benefits, should I say, of this particular product that goes straight to the system.
Right.
And we have heard wonderful testimonials and feedback from people who have been taking a multitude of different supplements, and, you know, they have tried different modalities to kick the addictions, to coffee, to smoking, to you name it, right? Muscle fatigue. I mean, these are billion-dollar industries on late night, you know what I'm saying, 1-800 TV.
Right. Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? Infomercial type of situations. But we have discovered, or should I say rediscovered.
Rediscovered.
You understand? Right? We have rediscovered a product that has been used, you know, through centuries.
Centuries.
All the way back to the times of Kemet, you know what I'm saying, to aid and assist our people in the remodification of broken vessels.
Right.
And as you often say, this being the year of the keys.
Factories.
You dig what I'm saying? We're providing the keys to unlock the rusty locks to get people back to that tripartite state that we're looking for in mind, body, and spirit.
When you think about a person's mind having faculty and power over their body, you know, it takes an electrified being to have high electrified thoughts.
Yes.
You know, so a person that even may be reading something and become aware of something, they don't have the ability to control their own discipline and control what they're going to do. Because that takes electricity, that takes energy to
take voltage.
To have full power.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this particular supplement increases, you know, that electrical flow within your body. So I look at it like this, because we're all born with particular minerals and elements within our body. And over time, they erode. Over time, they go away.
Right.
So also the benefits and the effect, because we weren't born with anything by accident. That's all part of our cosmic being. We need all of those to have to be God body, basically to have full access to all that we are as limitless intelligent beings. And I always tell people, naturally we discipline. Naturally, we're not procrastinators. Naturally, we're great problem solvers. Naturally, our body is able to regenerate itself and heal itself. Naturally, we have mental acuity and focus and, like, all of these great things. That's who we are naturally. So anything outside of that, like ADHD, not being able to focus, that's all unnatural, which is caused by the environment. It's not
right,
some
unnatural environment.
Some human, like, just function that we're born with. It's the environment that causes that. So you need something that can battle the unnatural activity of the environment that's causing a defect within your nature. So, you know, as we are people who like to shine, we love to shine. I love it. It's not about just the shine on the outside. It's the shine on the inside.
Right.
And so when you have that shine on the inside, it's not representing materialism. It's not representing ego. You're talking about the ecosystem of your body.
Right.
And its ability to actually be powerful that will benefit
right.
you on many different levels.
So not ego, but eco.
Eco, yes.
Indeed.
So the ego system is saying, I will rock all the gold in the world. You know what I mean? See me shine. The eco system is saying that I want my body to shine from within, and I want that natural shine to glow outward. Right? So, you know, without further ado, we're talking
right.
about gold here, people.
Yes, indeed. Specifically, liquid gold.
Liquid gold.
And more specifically,
colloidal gold.
Indeed.
And so here's the thing. People are like, oh, whoa.
You know gold?
Mean? But here's the thing. People have been calling themselves Egyptian gods, and studying Kemet and all of these different things, and you didn't study what they eat. You didn't study the things that they believe were the elixirs of the gods. You know, and when you go into those studies, you start to find that, oh, let me connect. If my ancestors were able to build this, my ancestors were able to do that, I want to know what they was eating. I want to
right.
know what they was taking. I want to know what high power science
because
they had to conjure up all them psychic and powerful abilities.
If you saw a glyph of them on the walls,
right.
smoking Chiba, guess what?
You gonna smoke some Chiba.
Niggas be rolling up.
Yeah.
You feel me? Talking about pass, puff, puff, pass.
Right.
So, you know, we have through our research found that our ancestors, whose intellect was admired and worshipped,
mm-hmm.
were using specific minerals and supplements to induce that genius.
Right.
So we go back to that rather than, you know, deal with the effects of it. What
right.
was the cause of it?
Facts.
So the causation in this particular case is the introduction into the vessel of gold, and there's scientific medicinal reasons why this would induce a state of genius in
right.
said person, you know what I'm saying? And we can look to the activation of pineal function and activity.
Right. So I'm a jump and dive into one of the great benefits of it. And lucid dreaming. I love lucid dreaming.
Indeed.
And just last night, I was in my own lucid dream. And it was funny because it was just like a point of awareness that happened. Like, it was almost like it slowly just happened. Like, wait a minute, I'm in my dream. And I you know, sometimes when you lucid dream, you kind of like shock you and realize like, oh, I'm in here. But this one felt so like, oh, I was supposed to realize this. Mm-hmm. And it's not supposed to be some special thing. It's supposed to be a natural occurrence. But here's the thing. Like I said, we rusty lock minds and we rusty lock bodies.
Depleted.
You know, so gold is a heavy metal. It's also a superconductor, right? Mm-hmm. So when you increase the amount of gold in your body, you increase the amount of metal in your body. And that metal is a conductor of electricity. So when you're talking about having a high conductor of electricity in the body, then it's also, and of course you can't just drink gold and not do the other things as far as having a clean body, but it's going to allow you to conduct that electricity within the mind. So if you want to go into that lucid state and you want to have that brainwave function at a high level of electricity, so you can even have awareness while you're inside your mind, your subconscious, not just in the conscious mind, then you have to have energy in the mind. Some people have never experienced lucid dreaming in their whole life.
Right.
And here's the thing. When we dream, that's a whole nother life we live. That's half of our life is lived in the dream world. Imagine if you had all your memories from the dream world. It would be like living double lives.
Not only that, you know, we undermine, you know, or underreport the significance of actually what the dream world, the part that the dream world plays on the realm of what we call woke, wake, conscious, quote unquote. So, you know, if we have a firmer understanding, an understanding that in the dream realm, in the subconscious realms, is where things are actually, you know, materialized and put together, and then it, you know what I'm saying, it manifests itself. You know, as I explain to people, farming is done under the triple darkness of a new moon. You understand? And once those seeds are inserted into the soil, when the full moon comes and the blossoming of their harvest comes about, once the light comes out, once the sun comes out, then that which has been done in the darkness comes to the light.
Right.
You understand? So the importance, the fact that people say that they don't dream,
right,
or two, that they don't dream in color, or three, that they don't have lucid dreams,
right,
you understand? What it says to me that they have never really gotten to a point where they've experienced theta. And theta is where, you know, people would want to go because this is where the materialization takes place.
Right. And it's sad because a person wants to talk about being enlightened, right? But when you talk about enlightenment, it's different, conscious versus enlightenment. Consciousness saying, I'm aware that I shouldn't be eating these foods. I'm aware of it. But it's no action, right? Enlightenment is saying, I'm aware I don't need to eat these foods. I'm going to clear out my refrigerator, and I'm going to change the way that I eat and the way that I live to produce those benefits.
Facts.
Why? Because it's taking information and knowledge, and then it's also applying and executing, which takes another level of energy. You know what I mean? Like if somebody's sleeping in the bed and they just getting up, you're like, yo, you got to get to work, but they tired as hell. That's not going to produce any energy. But if that person is woke up and they got a lot of energy and you tell them they need to do something, they're going to pop up and do it. And so the problem is that a lot of people want to be enlightened. A lot of people want to execute. A lot of people want to get results because we live in an information age. So we are a much more informed generation than any other generation on the planet. You'll be thinking that with all this information, we're like computers and we're just, you know, executing programs and applying
or
it.
Moving on all of the information that's available, right? Downloading programs like Neo and instantaneously getting into an operable place. But now we just have become storehouses.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Memory banks.
We become, this is the long tail. And what the long tail is saying that when I would go to Tower Records, I could only put 200 pieces of CDs on shelves because it was only 200 shelves available. But now that we went digital, there's an infinite amount of sales available. So you could put all of the CDs that you want. It's the same way with people's accumulation of information. Mm. They're like, I'm going to put this here and put that there. I don't need that yet. I need some more of this. Give me that. Give me this. And they have become, right, heavy with info,
right,
but it's not being digested or converted into actual action.
Right.
Because they don't have the impulses and the synapses firing at a particular rate enough to activate to say, I need to move on this because the time is now. Gold gives you that level of impetus.
It does. In the movie Limitless, right, what ended up happening is what they showed was his subconscious voice being there as an affirming figure, being able to talk to it very clearly and think things out. You know what I mean? To be steps and steps ahead. for a lot of people, they don't have that inner voice. They can't really hear themselves loud and clear, affirming intelligent thoughts. So what it does, but like I say, you need energy, electricity. We literally electrical beings that mostly 70-90% water. Yes. So you need electricity and we need energy to be right. able to form those sort of thoughts the same way as if your phone is starting to die. Is operating is not going to be at that same level of efficiency. It's not going to be Facts. Uploading the same or downloading
apps
the same.
Ain't going to be running.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Signal is not producing
Signal ain't
efficiency.
The strongest.
Memory won't be downloading as
yeah,
much.
Yeah, all that. It, Updates ain't coming through.
Those phones are made off of you. The right. greatest work in the universe is the human being, the body, the mind, the spirit.
Yes.
So when you're talking about one thing is out of whack, then it throws the other thing out of whack. So that's why if you're not eating right, you're not thinking right. You know, and everything has a correlation. And then if you're not thinking right, it affects your spirit as well, which also affects your willpower.
I want to preference the scene because, you know, our people are visual and they can relate to entertainment.
Yeah, yeah.
So the last scene of Matrix 3, when Neo had to go up there and, you know, interface with the machine and that electric current, you know what I'm saying, is what he induced.
Yeah.
And you saw it go and it wiped clean the sentinels, which were viruses. You dig what I'm saying?
And cleaned out and, the
right? Knocked him out, knocked him down. And, you know, they were symbolically making reference to sight and eyes because he didn't have his physical eyes to see, but he was able to see with his third eye. He didn't have sight, but he had vision. So everything that you're talking about is on point. Even the whole aspect of enlightenment deals with the activation and the awakening of pineal activity.
Factories.
You dig what I'm saying?
So for the layman's out there, pineal, it's a real thing.
Yes.
People, I think...
They think it's mystical.
Yeah, it's a mystical. No, we talk about, like, it's in the brain.
This
it's
actual,
right there. You can look it up.
This is a gland. It's an endocrine gland. It's pine-shaped. You dig what I'm saying? Descartes said that it was the seat of the soul. And there's a lot of mystical things that are said about this particular gland because it's closely tied and connected with enlightenment. Now, Western science has, as of recently, they said that this is the last gland that they have had knowledge of. Our people always had knowledge of it. Hence the fact that they would use a uraeus,
Sumerians.
You know what I'm saying? On the third eye or what have you.
Oh, the pygmy people.
You know, so this is something that this particular knowledge has always been with us, you know, about pineal gland activity and function. You dig what I'm saying? And in Kemet, they always overstood the use of gold to induce, you know what I'm saying, said function. And they also were able to identify the medicinal aspects of it as well. You know, even as of recently, the medical establishment used to put actual gold underneath inflamed body tissue because it would help, right? Just like the liquid gold helps in inflammation issues as an answer to the opiate crisis because the opiate crisis is being used to deal with people who have pain, inflammation, and arthritis. You dig what I'm saying? They have had medical research that has suggested that, you know, why not use gold because it helps reduce inflammation, pain, and discomfort. You understand? So the many people who have come and told me about my product helping them with headaches, right, toothaches, these are things that there are no viable products in the market that you can go to outside of an antibiotic or a heavy toxin drug. You dig what I'm saying?
But we didn't hear about this in school.
You're not going to be taught about it in school. There's not going to be a late night infomercial about it.
Right.
You know, this is not part of the pharmaceutical industry. So don't expect to see a white coat promoting it. But you might, with the right research, be able to confront one and have them confirm because the documentation is there. It's just not something that they're, you know, putting on the forefront, but in the backdrop, the information is there, and the information is also well wrapped in antiquity, like a mummy.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? So we're here, you know, unwrapping the feathers and showing you that, you know what I'm saying, not only have our people always participated in it, but it is actually here and here and now. So, and it's available to you right now.
Right now. Like right now. You can go to the website.
You go to the website. You know what I'm saying?
So, you know, I used to drink, and I used to prefer, like, Hennessy. I used to prefer, like, Maker's Mark or something like that.
Okay.
And I remember, as I was deep on the goat, I was months and months in. And I wasn't a big drinker anyway. It was just occasional. Mm-hmm. And I remember taking the gold, and what it did was I took that shot. Nothing happened. I said, okay, man, maybe they watered it down or something. Yeah, maybe they playing with me. The bartender playing with me right now. All right. So give me another one.
Get another one.
I took it again. I'm still me.
Right.
Like, I'm not out of function. Like, I'm me. Like, my energy's still there.
Okay.
It's like I'm basically taking this for the taste. So I took another one. Nothing.
Now, this is your personal testimony.
Personal, yeah,
right.
Personal.
I have heard through, do they refer to as third person? Someone else is telling me.
Third person.
Right. Clients have come to me and commended me about the product because they said that they had caffeine addictions. Mm-hmm. They said that they have had nicotine addictions. You know what I'm saying? I have yet to meet someone other than yourself, you know, in front of me that has admitted about the alcoholism, but the research is there, mm-hmm. right? That this was what was used specifically for alcohol addiction, caffeine, and nicotine. And I have met now three out of the three, you know what I'm saying, who have personal testimonies to say, look, this has helped me get away from that without looking back. And the caffeine, the person that kicked the caffeine addiction, this was in 2 weeks. Mm. That's profound.
And, yeah, I can attest to
so
that.
So we're talking about people who have had lifetimes of migraines, right, who have had relief in 10 minutes, okay? 10 minutes. People who have had caffeine addictions of, I would assume, you know, for the better part of their lives, able to walk away after 2 weeks, you know? This is profound research. This is a profound product.
I stand behind it 1,000,000%.
Beside it.
Beside it.
Right.
Beside it.
So, I mean, admittingly, I'll get into my confessional and testimonial. You know, there was a time when I couldn't turn down a sip, right? I wouldn't necessarily go to look for it, but if it was offered to me, I would indulge, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, after I became, you know, a daily regular practitioner of, you know what I'm saying, the intake of gold, it would be at my discretion. Mm-hmm. So it's not something that had a magnetic current to me to pull me to it. It'd be like, only if I want to.
Right.
And this is what we're talking about, giving yourself, right, allowing yourself to retain your sovereignty, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? To take it back.
Right, govern your own.
Govern your own, where your decisions are solely on you and they're not being driven by some ethereal force that you're not really cognizant of that's working in the backdrop
right.
to say, you know, because these things that they speak of is all energy, the spirits, the jinn, the this, the that.
Yeah.
You feel me? This is all, we're talking about incoherent energy mm-hmm. that we have given mystical names to.
Factories.
You know?
And so just some information about it, you know, is actual gold particles suspended in deionized water. So you know the gold is real. It's not like, oh, I'm taking a placebo. No, because if you freeze it, because they're suspended, but they also vibrate, and so they have to be hot, they have to be warm. And so if you was to put this in a freezer, you know, then the gold particles will freeze, and it will stop vibrating, and then they will drop to the bottom. And then it will turn the color from red, which is that reddish-orange glow that they have, it would turn it into, it'll just be clear white, you know, and then you will be able to see the gold particles actually drop to the bottom. I've done that before because I put it in the freezer, and I went back to check, and it was clear, and it was a clear bottle that I had it in, so it was like red ruby-ish, and I'm like, whoa, what's this? And once it goes down to that clear, it's useless. Because right. it's colloid, meaning that it's suspended equally within the water.
Right.
And so it's a powerful thing that, you know, it's crazy how we're not taught about these things as common sense, you know, usage. Like this gold that we can use to intake, but we're talking right. about
the average person is in love with the gold that they can buy and put on their body, but we want right. to put you back into or that gold God
the
body.
Gold they can spend.
Yeah.
So we have, right, there's a tripartite aspect of you being your most noble and sovereign self. Mm. You can obtain the gold to spend. You can wear the gold to announce your sovereignty right. and supremacy, right? But
it's
you also
regardless.
Can have a current flowing through your body that gives you a sovereign disposition, right? So now your electric current could be one in which you could be inducing sovereignty with, you know what I'm saying? You can have that Midas touch
right.
that I speak about that I have so much. And why do I have the Midas touch? Because I consume gold daily. You what I'm
I
saying?
Feel like I have so much more power over my body. And I mean it in a sense to where, you know when, you know if you work out on heavy weights, you get like big and bulky. But if you work out on the smaller weights, you feel more of the control of your muscles mm-hmm. and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And that's how
tendon
gold
stress,
does.
Yeah.
I'm talking about without even working out. Now, I'm not trying to sell no magical stuff because I know that sounds like magical. But the reality is I feel more controlled over my body. I feel like because it increases, you know, hand-eye coordination. You know, that's what a lot of reviews right. have told you, and that's what I'm telling you right now. When I go to the gym, I get less tired. And even at that point where I get tired, my brain is still have the ability to push past. It's not like a quick tire. It's like a, oh, that's almost my limit, but wait a minute, that's not my limit. Let me keep going. And then you realize there's no limit at all. I can just keep going. So when I'm in the gym,
let's get to it.
And y'all go see the videos. Remember this frame right here, right? And I'm going to be on the gold. And I'm going to be doing some amazing stuff. So now that I said it, I have to do it. I have to showcase these results. I'm talking about doing the pull-ups with the 100 pounds and just people right. like, look at the little dude over there going Bruce Lee crazy like
you already
that.
Know, yeah, I'm a beast. So,
yeah.
You know, and I could attribute it, you know what I'm saying, to that goal. Because there's many days where I don't consume anything.
Right.
I just hit the goal in the morning and I'll go and I'll wig out. And what I have experienced, you know, I mainly thought that it was because of my food intake, my different, what they call a quote unquote diet, right? But now I started hearing people come back as well that don't have the same food intake right. as me. And they said, look, my recovery time is amazing and I don't have, you know, muscle retention or, you know, pain in the muscle afterwards. So that's amazing.
Right.
You feel me? Because this is people's main hindrance. I don't have that.
Because you're talking about inflammation, though.
Yeah, that's inflammation.
Right.
So all of these areas in the body, the inflammation can be identified with or called different things for different reasons. You dig what I'm saying? But the goal has been tested and proven to reduce all of that in areas of the body. So this is like, you know,
it's the product.
It's the product of products. This is a jewel, right? Because the family took time to hear about this information. We want you to practice this as well before you get into the intake of your goal. You know, you want to, because visualization is key. And the whole aspect of one being able to visualize acutely is you having control of that inner thought or that inner eye. And they also, Descartes say this thought comes from the pineal gland, mm-hmm. right? Modern science, of course, has tried to discredit it, but they can't tell you where thoughts come from. Anyway, visualization is key. And what you want to visualize is every part of your body smiling, right? So you see the crown of your head smiling. You see the forehead smiling. Your eyes smile. You see the nostrils smile. The nose smiles. Of course, this part smiles. You see the throat smiles. The ear smile. You go through every single part of your body and you visualize it smiling. By the time you finish that visualization practice, you're going to be so on 1,000.
Bro, I feel I just
and,
did
and,
that.
Yeah, and ready for each and every, I'm talking about any and every organ that you can yeah. identify and think of, you're communicating with it now visually and you're putting it into a smile state. You dig what I'm saying? They say that it takes, I forgot how many neurons to smile as opposed to frown.
Right.
You feel me? And what it takes a lot less, but what it induces is so much more, you know, So practicing that particular technique will put you at an optimum advantage to 99.9% of the population. Because now on top of that, you're going to
get to the rest of this routine.
Yeah.
And so look, so I wake up and do the smile. Now I'm about to add that on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because my morning routine, I've been able to stick to it. Like, it's been great. You know how you create something, but you kind of fall off.
Yeah.
I've been on this every day. Even while I'm out of town, I just did that same routine when I got up this morning. So I do my smile. And this before I consume anything, no content, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, matter of fact, first hour, I'm not even touching the phone. I'm not touching it. I mean, stay away from me. Whatever you got going on, I want to know about. So I smile. And then I get to the edge of my bed. Either I stay right there and I do my meditation, or, you know, no. Okay, I smile, then I make up my bed, and then I get to my bed, and then I do my meditation. You know, I don't do it on the floor. You can do whatever the hell you want to. But right after I make that bed, that's completing my first goal. So I'm having that geometrical progression. You know what I mean? So cool. I'm in my flow. I'm in my rhythm. After that, I do my meditation. And see, a lot of people, they don't have enough control. They don't have enough energy in the minds. We go back to control themselves to sit for 10 minutes, for 20 minutes, for 30 minutes.
You're
talking about any more than that, a person rather kill themselves. They don't have that control. That electricity gives you control to be like, oh, your mind is going everywhere else but being here. And I do it to observe my thoughts. You know what I mean? I want to sit there and observe my thoughts. You know what I mean? So instead of trying to control my thoughts, I allow them to function. You know what I mean? I become a conscious observer of self, a subconscious observer of self, because the thought is disconnected from, the observer is disconnected from the actual thought. Like, you thinking, and then you think another thought that you're thinking of. Like, who's all of that? So I look at it just, you know, I'm the observer of thought. And so also it's more so the observer of the frequency, because every thought is just, you know, a wave pattern. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Of the rhythmatic frequency. And so for me, it allows me to control myself and store up the energy to control the rest of my day. So I'm never being driven by my feelings. So if something makes me mad, I get to just observe that frequency and be like, oh, that's making you mad, huh? You want to act off that frequency and that feeling and then let it control your drive and will. Instead, I get to say, nah, yeah, that's making me mad, but I don't want to act off of it. I don't want that to control me. So I'm storing up that energy, and then I'm also, you know, meditating over what's the purpose of my day to guide me throughout the day. Many different things. After the meditation, next thing I do is I drink my gold on an empty stomach before I do anything else. Not toothbrush, no nothing. I don't want anything going in. I want the gold to be there on that empty stomach for at least 30 minutes before I take anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And right after that, I jump down, I do my push-ups. Now I tell myself I only got to do 19. Now, of course, that 19 start feeling good. You know what I mean?
You're like,
The Mayan system, let me explain, it's not just I love the number 19, but the Mayan system is a decimal system, meaning they go by, instead of decimals, we go by 10 because of our programming, they go by 19. So I don't have to do 20, I do the 19. I'm on a different time right now.
Mm.
So I do the 19, then I start back over to 1, because what, 19, you get 1 plus 9, go back to the 10, it breaks down to 1. So it's
I used to get a lot of flack by my trainer,
because
he'd be like, you did 19 and not 20, and this was my natural rhythm.
Right.
I'd be like, shit, I even counted 20, but it ended up being 19.
Right. And I feel like...
And I felt some type of weight. Now I'm relieved.
But the programming, it's like box, 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 box. You break the box, and now your brain gets to think outside the box. So I do that, but it always end up being more than 19, because I'm feeling good. Like, I'm down there. I'm like, bro, do more. But if I do the 19, goal complete. So I don't have to do more if I don't want to. That's why I set such a small goal. So I go beyond my goal. So now I'm like, oh... Goal one, I went beyond the first goal. I'm out here moving.
Yeah.
So, like, you're setting yourself up for that progression throughout the day to be a rock star.
Goal jumping. Your day. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I do that. And then I drink my water. You know, sometimes I just take my shower first, but I take a cold shower. Cold showers have a lot more benefits than hot showers. You know, it deals with depression. The same thing, gold. I say gold deals with depression as well. Because you're talking about a regulation of your body's frequencies as well. But it also deals with breathing, because you're going to breathe more while you're taking that cold. It's going to have you
in
so
it.
So when I'm in there, I'm like, let me control this. You know what I mean? So,
and
I mean.
I took one the other day, and it also deals with getting to what you need to get to.
Yeah.
You know, warm showers, you're a little laid back.
Yeah.
You in your thoughts, you taking your time. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You laughing. Cold showers, like, all right, I got something to get you.
It's spiking you.
Let me get in and get
back.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, snap.
And you on one. Yeah, you get out. You know what I'm saying?
You attributing that spike feeling to everything you need to get done. Like, oh, everything, I got to get this
I gotta
done.
I got to get it done.
Let me do this now, not later.
You on alert.
I took a cold shower for believability for the goals that I need to achieve. But it's also good for your skin, you know, your hair. You know what I mean? A bunch of different things. Your immune system. So many
facts,
different great functions. After that, I brush my teeth with the opposite hand. You know, because it creates those new neural connections. And then, you know, that's when I can start my day, you know. But that gold, I think, is what is allowing me to actually maintain the consistency and the rhythm of that, because I used to start it and then fall off. But now, it's like, no, that's what's happening this morning. Like, I don't care if I'm in Antigua Bay, I'm going to find some cold water somewhere to jump in, because now my brain is in this process to where it's not drifting left or right. I have defined and definite purpose. It's clear. This is what I'm
clarity.
Doing. After that, I'm a rock star for the day. I'm knocking out goals. Goals, goals, goals on the gold. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, for whatever reason, you know, that you want to do, and it's not a placebo, and I say this because scientists have done studies where they gave some people placebos and they gave some people the actual gold, and they actually found the increase of achievement as far as those people mental acuity, or when they did it with certain things like tumors or like cancer. You can do your own research. Then they found that it was the non-placebo taking people that actually got the results. So it wasn't just, oh, I believe it and it happened. No, this element has a function within your body that occurs that produces those results. So tap in.
All right. So we definitely want to thank you for giving us the amount of time that you have allotted us, you know what I'm saying, to open up this world and dispense this information. And we're going to sit back and wait for your testimonials to pour it down and get the enjoyment of looking at your video telling us how amazing this product has worked into your life.
Use hashtag on the gold so we can repost all of the videos that you put out there. Remember, you can live two great lives. One that you share with everybody else, and only one you live by yourself. You get to tap in. That's double the life. It's some golden opportunity.
Peace, love, and light.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.